Cervantes, in relation to the Spanish language, stands with the titans of European and American literature. He is what Shakespeare is to English, Dante to Italian, Goethe to German, Pushkin to Russian, the glory of the vernacular. There may be no single eminence in French. Rabelais, Racine, Molière, Montaigne, Victor Hugo, Baudelaire, Stendhal, Balzac, Flaubert, Proust, Paul Valéry are among writers of the first order. In Russian, Tolstoy alone challenges Pushkin. The desert island question, if just one book which, has no universal answer, but many readers would choose among three: the King James Bible, the Complete Shakespeare, and Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes. Is it an oddity that the three competitors were almost simultaneous? The King James Bible appeared in 1611, 6 years after the publication of the first part of Don Quixote in 1605. The second part came a decade later, in 1615. In 1605, Shakespeare matched the greatness of Cervantes' masterwork with King Lear, and then went on rapidly to Macbeth and Antony and Cleopatra. It could be argued that Don Quixote is the central work of the last half millennium, since the greater novelists tend to be as much Cervantes' children as they are Shakespeare's. Shakespeare teaches us how to talk to ourselves, whereas Cervantes instructs us how to talk to one another. Hamlet scarcely listens to what anyone else says, except it be the ghost. Falstaff so delights himself that Prince Hal can seem merely the best of resentful students and half-voluntary audiences. But Don Quixote and Sancho Panza change and mature by listening to each other, and their friendship is the most persuasive in all of literature. Sancho Panza or Falstaff? Don Quixote or Hamlet? Hamlet has only Horatio. Falstaff dies almost solitary, but Don Quixote dies in the loving presence of Sancho, who proposes new quests to his heroic knight. I have frequently argued that Shakespeare invented the ever-growing inward self, condemned to be its own adventure, as Emily Dickinson affirmed. Cervantes, whose life was arduous and darkly solitary, either had endless bad luck or had to battle against the stigma of being a new Christian, a converso of Jewish descent. He insisted he was of untainted blood and allows Sancho Panza to denounce the Jews. Yet he had to go into exile to Italy for legal reasons and then enlisted in the Spanish military. He fought with exemplary courage at the naval battle of Lepanto in 1571 under the command of Don John of Austria and sustained 3 serious bullet wounds. He underwent half a year of rehabilitation and permanently lost the use of his left arm. When he enlisted again, he was captured by Barbary pirates and endured 5 years of captivity in Algiers. Finally, he was ransomed by a monk of the Trinitarian order and by his parents. His vicissitudes were far from finished. He was imprisoned for several months when he served as a purchasing agent for the Spanish Navy and had later difficulties as a tax collector. Despite the instant success of Don Quixote Part 1, 1605, he received no royalties and had to bring out the second part in 1615 when a plagiarist published a dubious sequel to Part 1. He could not find sufficient patronage from noblemen, but finally received enough of a stipend so he could devote himself to writing in his final years. Cervantes, 1547 to 1616, died the day before Shakespeare, 1564 to 1616, and doubtless never heard of the English dramatist. Shakespeare had so uneventful and colorless a life that no biography of him can be at all persuasive. The significant facts can be stated in a few paragraphs. Cervantes, however, experienced a difficult and violent existence, though no account of his life worthy of the subject exists as yet in English.